We're going to learn the Ar HaChaim, Parshas Mishpatim, Chumash Mois, Simen Chaf Beis, Pasuk Hei. Pasuk says, Ki Seitze Eish, U'matzo Koitzim. A fire goes out beyond the bounds of a private person's property. U'matzo Koitzim, and it's a strange word, finds thorns. The Ar HaChaim is going to tell us why that particular expression contains so much meaning. It hits the thorns then perhaps cause the fire to spread. V'ne'achal godish, and or it ends up consuming his neighbor's stack of grain, that's cut grain, oy hakama, or the grain that's yet standing, growing yet in the field, oy hasadeh, or the field is scorched, and the plowing with some of the old stubble that was done is now going to have to be replowed. Whatever the damage is, however much or little, shalem yishalem hamavir es habeira, whoever it is that lit that fire is going to have to pay. And again, we're going to look at the idea of shalem yishalem, the redundancy. Why it would say you will pay? You will pay hamav iras habeiro. That source of the fire. And again, why it doesn't just say hamav ir, the person who lit the fire. Yeah. All of this is going to help in what the Ar HaChaim tells us is a fascinating remez. Let's see the Ar HaChaim. The Ar HaChaim in our edition here is the third paragraph, beginning with the words uvederech remez. Uvederach remes tirmoiz ha-toiro es asher yusayvavu harishoim birishom. The Torah is giving a remes to, it is an oblique reference to the fire that's brought about in this world by rishoim, by evil people. Asher yusayvavu harishoim birishom, how much fire they cause and what ill effects and how much pain and suffering they may cause, because in the aftermath of too much rishus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's reaction is not only going to be a reaction of punishment to those specific people, but it's going to spread more widely to many other Yidin, Chalila, many will suffer. And this is a remez k'dei sheyis'orer ha'adam, so that we should be awakened to the fact that we should be stirred up to the fact that we have tremendous responsibility. God forbid it shouldn't turn into liability. We should awaken mitardemas shnas sichloi. We should awaken from our stupor, our sleeping, and our not putting our minds to what we need to. Bahabita, when each of us will look, haflogas haraos, asher yaviu l'olam. How far the evil a Russia could cause, how much pain and suffering the Ra would have, so many consequences, far-reaching consequences. Asher yaviyu lo'ilam. Ki lo'ilahem levadam yoreyu. It is not only that they will cause harm to themselves, el yisevavu ra l'chol ha'olam. They're going to cause so much damage and so much pain and suffering will be brought to the entire world. V'hu aimrei. That's why the Torah says, Ki seitzei eish. Halo yedata, ki tzaras ha'am, tiskane b'shem eish. When there's tzaras in Klal Yisrael, so it's described as an eish. The Pasgin Eicha says, Vayotzes eish b'tzioin. The fire that destroys Chalila, and that is the fire of punishment. V'tzei ulamad mishliach Gavriel. Gemara in Yoma tells us that Gavriel, which of course is Midas Hadin, was sent, Asher Shal Eish mi Bein Habadim. Gemara there says how certain malachim called Kruvim contained the power and the force that could Chalila be brought to bear down here on earth. And Gavriel was that malach, meaning that was the kayach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu used, the messenger used, to bring about terrible destruction. And it's described as Eish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Gavriel to take fire and to rain fire down upon Yerushalayim, Lo'aleinu. V'hu b'chinas tigberes hadinim, when it's Gavriel bringing fire, that means that strict judgment, Hashem's strict judgment, is being brought to bear upon us. And it's called Eish there in that Gemara. Also, truthfully, in the Gemara in Bava Kama, Gemara in Bava Kama Daf Samach, and he just makes reference to it all the way at the end, because there the Gemara Daf Samach actually says it a bit differently. But the Gemara there in Daf Samach also says that the idea here of Kiseitze Eish Umatza Kaitzim V'nechal Gadish is a reference to the punishment that Le'aleinu comes to the Tzadikim. The Gemara there says that the Tzadikim are going to suffer first. But we are going to reconcile that Gemara with what the Arachaim is saying here, Biremiza. So we understand that Kiseitze Eish is a reference, a remez, to the fire of Midas Hadin that Hashem sends forth. Tzara Sa'om, the suffering, the times of pain and suffering, the distress Klal Yisrael might have to endure. Va'amar, Umatza Kaitzim, that the fire found the thorns. So first he says, Kaitzim hem harishoyim. Because kaitzim are thorns. They are really of no use. As a matter of fact, they're actually painful. They're only trouble. So they're kaitzim. Hem harishoyim she'enem ela kaitzim mach'ivim. And the Gemara, truthfully, there in Bava Kama also says, Gadish is the tzadikim. V'nech al Gadish, that it's already consumed. Tzadikim came first. They were punished first. Here, what he says is, Matzah Kaitzim means that they are mentioned first, the Rishayim are mentioned first, because it's their fault. Because it's they who are perpetrating evil. And they are called Kaitzim. She'enim ala Kaitzim mach'ivim. They're just thorns who cause us pain. They're just no good. V'aymrai, and the Pasuk says, Loshayin Matzah. Finding. Why? Al derech aymrai, like it says, about those difficult times, at the end of times, v'hoya chi simtze'ena oisai ra'ois rabois v'tzarois. So there too, the Pasuk uses the idea of terrible things happening, and it's described as chi simtze'ena, something that's found, meaning v'hatam, mishum sheharasha ein loy balim. He says a brilliant insight. He says, Rishoyim, they're not HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking at them and saying, I and you have a relationship. Ki ha'adoin Baruch Hu hinehu pakar boy. God is disconnected from the Rishoyim. V'heisir adnusoy me'alov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, this is not my person anymore. So whatever happens to the person is like a mitziah, something that's found, unconnected, not belonging to anyone. Banai Hem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says about Klal Yisrael. But a Rasha, to a certain degree, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not mine, and even if I'm the father, I'm certainly not the Adoin, because he's not listening to his master. Ki Adoin Baruch Hu hinehu pakar boy, v'heisir ad nusim olav, v'Hashem histir panov mimenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is master panov, which means he's going to turn away and whatever might happen to the Rosh might happen. U'me'ata harehu kimitziyah. He is just like something lost. And whoever finds him and whatever might find him, something good, something evil, v'chol ha'pogea bo, whoever bumps into, whoever happens upon this Rosh, yasabo, they will do whatever they want to him, and Hashem will let it happen. That's how it begins. The Rishoyim themselves are going to be, so to speak, abandoned and left to whatever might find their way to him, whatever might find its way to him, whatever he might find in life. That's why it's Umatza Kaitzim. He explains why that word is used. V'hoidiyah hakosav oid, ki acha shenitin rishus la'esh hadinim lahavir. And then he says that after we understand that the fire is being released, we know the rule. The rule is kevin shenitnin rishus lamashkes ein mafkin bein tzadikim l'rishoyim. Why did it have to be that Jewish people weren't allowed out of their homes the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Because Makas Bechoros was happening, and the Mashkis, this force of death, was rampant throughout Mitzrayim. So there was a din of Leseitze Ishmi Pesach Beiso. No one was allowed out. Why? It was dangerous. Because Kevin Shenitin Rishus LaMashkis, Einoi Mavchin, the Mashkis will not distinguish Ben Tzadikim LaRashayim. Yes? So, therefore, says the Arachayim, V'haydiya hakos of oid ki achas shenitin rishus la'esh adinim lahavir, lo lakoitzim levad heim mavirim, elo v'nechal godish, v'nechal godish, kan ramaz el tinoikos shel beis rabban. Not only will the rishayim suffer, children will suffer. Children will suffer. Children will be taken, God forbid. Shadayin ein lehem kaima. When the Torah says, Godish oy kama, so kama are those that are of stature, adults. Godish are those that are lined up together, one next to the other, not individuated as yet. Shiboyles, he says, Kedushim Shiboyles, meaning the sheaves, stalks that are piled one next to the other. Shibolis im chaverta. Ki ba'avoynos heim ha'nisposim b'tzaras olam. When it comes to the avoynos of Klal Yisrael, children, unfortunately, are taken because of the sins of their generation and of the generations that came before them. Ketanim. When they're small, specifically when they're small. Gam amru zichrenim levracha. It's a medrash tanchuma. On the pasuk in Tehillim, mipi oilulim v'yonkim yisadeta oiz. That when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us oiz, oiz is the Torah. Yisadeta oiz mipi oilulim v'yonkim. That it was with the children as collateral. Ki hayu arevim b'shas kabbalas ha-Torah. The medrash says that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, he asked that we give him something to guarantee that we're going to observe the Torah. So we said, we'll give you our children. The Tinaikas Shel Beis Rabban are the collateral that we have to give up if, God forbid, we're not keeping the Torah. And that's how we are derish the Pasuk, Nipi Oilulim V'yonkim Yisad HaTa'oiz, Ki Hoyu Arevim B'Sha'as Kabbalas HaTorah, Uchishe Yarshiru B'nei Adam, God forbid, the fire is given free rein to take the children. And there the Medrash quotes the Pasuk in Hosea, V'tishkach teiras elekecha, eshkach bonecha gam oni. That unfortunately the children, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to take them as you promised, they are collateral when you are not observing the Torah. And then the Pasuk says, remember, it's Umatza Kaitzim, the Rishoyim. V'nechal Gadish, the children. Oy HaKama, or the Tzadikim, the great upstanding people, the Kama, who stand up. B'kaima, B'kaima Zekufa. Vaimrei oy hakama kan meidia ki lefamim cherdev atzavar higia meifse hador yisoidei oylam nilkochim ba'avoinam. That because there's rishus, not that they perpetrated the rishus. The Gemara in Shabbos says maybe they should have fought against the rishus. They should have protested more vehemently, but they are taken ba'avoinam because of the sins of the dor. Kidei lahatzil al klolus hador, that they are a kapara. And that's what's different about this order. You know, the order described in Maseches Bava Kamma has the tzaddikim taken first. Perhaps that's because there it's about an einish. Here it's about kapara. And because of the kapara that we're trying to achieve, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll take the children. There'll be a kapara on the parents. And if there's so much rishus, I'll take Bali Kaima, the great men. They will be a kapara. Kidei lahatzil, so that you could save, al klolus hadar, and they, of course, are the next word, uvir basadeh. The whole field is destroyed. That's the next level, God forbid, where there's no kapara achievable, not even with the loss of the tinoikos, not even with the loss, God forbid, of the bali kaima. Hine yisoidei oilam, people who are the very foundations of the world, nilkachim ba'avaynam, kidei lahatzil al klolus hador ka'aymrai, as again, he's based on a medrash, eshkol ha'kaifer doidili, the medrash says, eshkol doesn't just mean the cluster of grapes, it's we adirish it to mean ish shekol boy. Ish shekol boy. It's that person who has everything. That means he has Talmud, Mishnah, Agad, everything, the great Talmidei Chachamim. And they are taking Nebuch, Kaifer, for the kapara of the rest of Klal Yisrael, the Medrash says. V'lehem yikarei kama, so that's the remez in the Pasuk, to those Eshkolios, those people who are Isha Shekolboi, they are called kama al derech emrei, zois kama seich damsel the samar, you are standing up tall, you great men of Israel, who are like a tamar, who are like a beautiful, tall, straight date tree. Sheim atzadikim hanim shalom l'samar, who are compared to a tamar, to a date tree. Ka'imrei tzadik, ka'tamar yifrach, ke'eriz balavon aniske. That's the idea of damso, that Kalal Yisrael's great men are compared to tamar, compared to a date tree. It says in Shereshir, Damsel the Tamar. They are the Kama, the upstanding ones. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu takes them. And then he says, V'lefa'amim yigdal achet v'lo yatzilu ha-tzadikim levad. Even the tzadikim can't save everybody. V'chemo shfucha al kol seine Yisrael. That's a euphemism for the Jewish people. V'hu aimrei. And that's why the Pasuk then says, finally, oy hasodeh, the whole field goes up in flames, the conflagration affects Klal Yisrael. Shezeh Yirmayz El Klolus Yisrael, V'lo Yaspiku Loi Tinoikos, V'lo Tzadikim Lahatzil, and Loi Aleinu. In our parents' and grandparents' time, 1.5 million Jewish children. And the cream of Klal Yisrael, the most brilliant Tzadikim and Ga'onim and Rebbeim. And it couldn't save. And it had to be so many millions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for his reasons, took away. V'haydiya ha-kosev ki yesh yoim l'kel oyoim. There's a day for that great and awesome God. Lavoi ba-mishpot im ha-soivim es ha-dovar. One day it's all going to come back to those Rishoyim. They look what they caused. It has to be paid back to them. Who amrei shalem yishalem hamavir es habeira. They will be taken. Not only did the Rishoyim lose their lives, yeah, that's in olam hazeh, but how about ultimately when they really come in din and stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in judgment, shalem yishalem, they're going to pay hemer Rishoyim hakoitzim es kol asher hargu. Whoever they caused indirectly because of their decadence and the corruption in the door and everything that was ultimately such a source of guilt, chalila, and klal Yisrael, they will be held responsible. V'am ruzal, ki Hashem yitn koich b'rishoyim lisbol shir ha-magiyah lehem b'chetom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to cause them to be able to withstand unbelievable amount of punishment that humanly we can't imagine that it's possible for a physical or even a spiritual being to sustain that much suffering. Oyla Rosha, Ra'al Oshamayim v'lebriyos kama yisbol ba'ad kilkulay. Woe to him for how much he's going to have to sustain in suffering because of what he's done. V'simtza, she'atzadikim k'shehoyu b'neihem magiyim l'chlal shonim she'enom nilkodim ba'avayin aviyem. The great men of Israel, when their children reached an age where they knew that their children will no longer chalila suffer because of their own sins, so this is a different take on the bracha that we make at the bar mitzvah. We don't necessarily even say it b'shem u'malchus because of this question. Baruch sheptarani mi'ansha shel zeh means that I'm not going to be punished because of what my child has been doing, and that's no longer going to obtain because he's his own bar mitzvah, he's got his own responsibility. Or, the Ali Rabbah says that it's about the child no longer, chalila, going to suffer for my averis. That it's no longer the case that my child might be held responsible for my averis, the averis of my forebears who came before me. That's what we are talking about. That's what he means when he says, "V'simcha she'atzadikim k'shoyu b'nei magim l'chlal shanim she'enem nilkodim b'avayin aviyam." When the children came to the age where the children, would no longer, God forbid, have to suffer because of what their forebears, their parents and grandparents had done. How you smeichim v'aymrim? Ah, Baruch Hashem, my children are safe from what I have done. Harei ki yanish Hashem l'gayrim einish b'shviloi lazulas. So you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does punish those who indirectly cause so much that's so painful to happen to the wider society around us. People should therefore tzita, we should have a sense of fear, and we should have a sense of dread for what our Yetzirah might tell us, convince us, connivingly, cunningly to do. Hamachti oisai, the Yetzirah that causes us to sin. Be'esha mishpat ba'aloisai alavavai. Naharais ha'onoshim asher yagi'uhu. We should think about the rivers, the flood of einish, of punitive measures that Hashem unleashes. Al kama nafshes k'tan mugdailim ein kates. Huge responsibility we have. Shekulam hu haratzchan agadol lahem. Because that sin that you do, which you think, well, it's just me, I'm minding my own business. Yeah? Does it have cosmic effect? Boy, oh boy. Be'emtzaos ta'avasei hasrucha, because of that terrible, rotted, negative, lustful attitude, so much suffering, not just to the person with his or her Yetzirah, but to so many people around him or her. V'hinei amruzal, m'sach skadush l'oilem yira adam, ki'ilu kol ha'oilem kulei chetz she'ezakai, chetz yechayiv, osa v'era achas, oi loi, she'echriya es kol ha'oilem l'chayva, v'dam kol ha'oilem v'dam zari yoseihem, al tzavaroi v'al nafshay amusim. God forbid somebody doesn't aver, you should know, you don't know what the consequence of your aver is. The Gemara says, look, we all are together. Yisrael have aravis. And therefore, for all you know, at that moment, in a certain way, there's something that's going to happen for Klal Yisrael's sake, in the benefit to the good of the Jewish people's sake, if you make the right decision, if you could just hold back from the wrong decision. Or conversely, if the wrong decision is made, what a huge effect it might have. And all of this is amus, val nafshei amusim. It's all piled up on him. V'yisbol mar hamoves ba'ad kol nefesh achas mehem. And he's ultimately going to experience mar hamoves, the bitterness of death and suffering for each and every soul that might have been made to suffer because of the avera that this person has done. Uvachol tzarasam loy tzar. He's using the expression from Yeshayahu, meaning that the distress that indirectly was caused by this person is caused by him. He's responsible for it. Kasher asa, because of what he did. V'hu oimrei shalem yishalem. That's why it says it redundantly. He's paying back. Shalem yishalem. He's going to pay for what he did and for what he caused others to suffer. He has double tashlumin, shalem yishalem, for what the Russia himself did not do right, and yishalem for those who consequently suffered because of his rishus, because the society wasn't as worthy as it could have been. And then he says, Hamavir es habeira. The source of all this is the Yetzirah. Kan ramaz hakosov ki loy lo ish harosh levad yasa Hashem mishpat hatashlumen elagam lo hamachtilay. Like we read famously in the Chagiga, v'asa kadosh baruch hu v'shachat l'malach hamaves. Malach hamaves, the Satan Yetzirah, they are all one. And the Yetzirah ultimately will also, because to pay, meaning it'll be removed. Mishpat HaTashlumen will not just be on the Rosh, Elagam lahamachtiyoi v'hu yetzahara, b'china hamachtiyosai, ki gam loy mishpat chorutz b'yem ahu, yigdal hamispeid olav, ba'asoyz bay Hashem din, kim hamorim zal, shemivyoi Hashem, v'shoychetai. Kadosh Baruch Hu takes the yetzahara itself and destroys it, and removes it from all the hearts of man, from the universe, from the world. There'll be no running to Betzer, which is one of the Arei Miklat. Even to Betzer, which is one of the Arei Miklat, won't help. Kimezidhu. Yetzer is not a force that perpetrates its evil, b'shoigig, inadvertently. Yetzer is amazed. Kimezidhu. Melech HaMishpat Yishpat Betzedek L'shtali Mimenu. Kadosh Baruch Hu will ultimately extract payment. V'niskav Hashem Levadai. Kadosh Baruch Hu ultimately there in that time is recognized. Hashem Echad. Yeah, Hashem Echad. Shmoy Echad. That's La'asad Lavei. So there's a remez here to HaMavir as HaBe'era that ultimately Kadosh Baruch Hu will take away this evil, this terrible evil with which the pasuk began, the source of the Eish, that the Rasha, the Kaitzim, that caused so much destruction, the source of the evil, the Yetzirah. The pasuk ends saying that Yetzirah will be destroyed. And then he concludes by saying, in Bava Kamma, Ramzu Ba'ifan Acher, again, the Gemara there is Merames, that Eish here does mean the Chatoyim, and Gadish means the tzaddikim, not kama. Nechal indicates that the tzaddikim are taken first. But we can reconcile it because there perhaps it's talking about Einish, and the remez that he brings here so beautifully is a step-by-step description of how the suffering spreads, but as a kapara, and if the kapara, first of children, then of even the great Kama, the tzaddikim of the dar. If the kapara of first the gadish and then the kama is not enough, then it's ay hasada and everybody in Klal Yisrael chas v'shalom might be made to suffer. So this is what he means when he says that in above a kama, the Gemara says that the remez in the pasuk is a bit different from the way he explained the remez of this Hezek, this terrible damage caused by the fire, by the Eish of the Yetzirah.